Good Wednesday night to you as the Door College Defenders get set to take on the Dakota Wesleyan Tigers in Great Plains Athletic Conference volleyball action this evening from the DeWitt Gymnasium. The Door College Defenders up one spot in the NAIA volleyball poll, trying to cement their slot in third place in the Great Plains Athletic Conference as we hit the midpoint of the conference season. Several other teams still in the conference hunt, obviously, at this point, while Dakota Wesleyan, they're just trying to get things on track. It's been a tough start to the conference season, especially for Dakota Wesleyan. They stand 0-7 in the conference, 6-17 overall. Good evening, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from my seat courtside at the DeWitt Gymnasium. Earlier this evening, it was the Door College Junior Varsity getting a win over Dakota Wesleyan, 25-20 and 25-14, behind eight kills from Hope Kramer. This match tonight features two teams at opposite ends of the conference. The Door College Defenders right now stand 6-2, and they're rated number 15 in the country. They are in third place right now behind Northwestern and Hastings. Midland stands at 5-2. Nebraska Wesleyan is also 5-2. Midland and Hastings are playing this evening, so that shapes up to be a pretty good match that we will keep an eye on. And we'll have a report for you on how that turns out tomorrow morning on our Look at Sports at 7:45. Starting to see some separation in the conference race. Obviously, we'll keep an eye on that development as it proceeds over the next 4 weeks. Dakota Wesleyan has won two out of its last three matches with victories over Presentation and Valley City State. Two-match winning streak ended with a loss to Mayville State on Saturday. The Mitchell South Dakota-based school has a pair of wins this season over both Presentation and Valley City. They've also beaten William Penn and York so far this season. Tigers average 10.5 kills per set, get to 15.05 digs per outing. Dakota Wesleyan also averages 1.35 blocks with 1.08 ace serves per set. Sarah Cruz puts down 2.44 kills per set. Mallory Jark is putting down 2.36 with a 2.87 kill efficiency. Taylor Spence averages 1.94 kills and 2.64 digs. Hannah Hammer is putting down 1.39 kills, and Elizabeth Humiston is averaging 1.24 per outing. Brianna Jong and Rebecca Garcia have handled most of the setting chores, with Jong averaging 5.87 assists, Garcia 3.30. Jung also leads the team with 18 ace serves this season, sharing team honors with Mackenzie Stevens. Megan Staley leads the team with 3.64 digs per outing. Taylor Spence gets to 2.64. Door College is 15-4, 6-2 in the league. They have won four matches in a row since suffering back-to-back losses to Northwestern and Nebraska Wesleyan in late September. Three of Door College's four losses have come in matches that have gone five sets. The Defenders average 13.39 kills with a 2.298 kill efficiency. They get another 2.13 points per set on blocks and 1.49 on ace serves. The Door Dig average is 16.06. Brooke Walterstorff is averaging 3.15 kills with a 2.88 kill efficiency, and she gets to 2.63 digs. Lindsay Flohn's kill average is 2.81, and she leads the team with a 4.14 kill efficiency, and her block average is 1.04. That's tops on the squad. Kayla Gasink has a 10.26 assists per set average, and she puts down an average of 1.1 kills per outing with a 4.04 kill efficiency, and her dig average is 2.56. Kayla Brookeis leads the team with a 4.85 dig average. She has 19 ace serves. Jocelyn Bausma's dig average is 1.76, and she has 19 ace serves. Selene Hahn leads the team with 25 aces, and she also gets to nearly a dig per set. Megan Krausman and Elizabeth Keel are averaging 1.9 and 1.5 kills per outing, with Krausman getting to 1.38 digs per contest. Door College is 26-0 in this series since 1998. Door College won last year's meeting in Sioux Center, 25-17, 22-25, 25-20, 25-10. Door College also won the match at the Corn Palace on September 12 by scores of 25-18, 25-16, 25-21. Flohn had 11 kills. Gales had 7. That's Danae Gales had 7. Kayla Gasing put up 28 assists, and Brooke Ice had 11 digs. Rachel Tinklenberg had 8 kills, and Sam Sandoff 7 in the loss. Jung was credited with 25 assists. You're listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's tell you about some of the players you'll be hearing about for tonight's contest. First of all, for the North College Defenders, junior center Kayla Gasings from Sioux Center. She's averaging 10.3 assists, 2.6 digs, and 1.1 kills per set. Lindsay Flones, a middle blocker from Sioux Center. She's a senior, one of three seniors in the rotation for the Defenders. 2.8 kills, 4.14 kill efficiency, one block per contest. Kayla Brookice, another senior. She's from Edgerton, Minnesota, 19A, serves 4.9 digs per set. Jocelyn Bausma, the third senior, 19A, serves 1.8 digs. She is from Sheldon, Iowa. Siri Nelson is a junior from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and she has 12 ace serves this season. Jenna Horstman is a sophomore from Pella, averaging 2.7 kills with a 2.92 kill efficiency. Brooke Walterstorff's a freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 2.6 digs, 3.2 kills. She has a 2.88 kill efficiency, and she has 18 ace serves. Beg your pardon, 19 ace serves. Megan Krausman, 1.4 digs per set, 1.9 kills for the sophomore from Grundy Center, Iowa. Selene Hahn, back row specialist. She has a team-high 25 ace serves. She is a sophomore from the Chicago area. And Elizabeth Keel averages 1.5 kills per set. She has a 2.78 kill efficiency. She is a freshman from Orange City, Iowa. For Dakota Wesleyan, they are coached by Eric Viney. They will rely predominantly on Taylor Spence, 1.9 kills per set. Elizabeth Humiston, 1.2 kills per set. Hannah Hammer, 1.4 kills. Sarah Cruz, 2.4 kills. And Mallory Jarre with 2.4 kills per set. Katie Lindo, 13 ace serves. She also has 2.7 digs. The libero is Maggie Staley with 3.6 digs per set. Rebecca Garcia averages 3.3 assists per contest. Brianna John is at 5.9 assists per set. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbeman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewijk is a broker. Fort Ord College will be Jocelyn Bausma. Bausma to serve it up, and we are just about set for volleyball. Bausma lets it fly over the net, controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Tigers attacking from the right side, dug by Brookice on the attack. Set goes left side over to Krausman, unable to put it down. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan, dug up by Walterstorff on the down ball, pushed over by North College and Flown. Now off the block, controlled by the defenders on the pushback. Unable to put it away, though. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan. Off the net, roll shot, controlled by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Slide Flown. Flown banks it off the block, dug by Brookice on the cover. Comes outside to Krausman. Krausman off high hands and the kill. Krausman with the kill. North College leads 1-0. An extended volley to start this evening's volleyball match. We got started at 7:32 with our first serve tonight. Controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. They'll attack. Down ball. Dug by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Helps it over. Controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. Set goes outside and hitting it long and out of bounds is Taylor Spence. Point North College. So Spence with the attack error. Serving for North College will be Jocelyn Bausma. Bausma with service. And Jocelyn's low hard serve, nearly an ace. Dakota Wesleyan able to recover. Down ball by Spence, controlled by North College. Bausma, Gasing, Flown. Flown tips to the back corner, controlled by Wesleyan. Attacking outside, the power tip by Hammer, controlled by North College. Again, the defenders reload. Gasing passes it over to Brookice. She pushes it over. Dakota Wesleyan attacking. Hammer, unable to put it away. Walterstorff gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Krausman. Krausman tools it off of the block for the kill. Megan Krausman with her second kill already this evening, and the defenders lead 3-0. 3-0 our score, serving is Bausma. Bausma started the match in the service area, and she serves it long and out of bounds. So a service error by Bausma, and the defenders lead 3-1. 3-1 our score, serving is Taylor Spence. Spence serves short, taken by Brookice, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Flown, unable to put it away. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan, set goes outside. Big swing by Dakota Wesley and Sarah Cruz, and Cruz gets the kill. Cruz with the kill. Dort College leads 3-2. Serving is Spence. Short serve taken by Bausman. Gets it over to Gason. Comes back outside Krausman. Krausman threw the ball at kill. Megan Krausman with her third kill already. Dort College leads 4-2. 4-2 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Siri Nelson. Nelson serve on the way. The junior from Sioux Falls sends it over. Controlled by the libero, Staley. Comes over to Hammer. Hammer unable to put it down. Saved by Gasing. Bump back over to Walthersdorf. Power tip. And we've got a player in the net for Dakota Wesley. And a kill for Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf will get credit for the kill. A blocking error by Dakota Wesley. And Dort College gets the point. 5-2 our score. Player was in the net. Controlled by Wesley. And Wesley in attacking. Comes over to Cruz. Cruz can't do anything with it. Pushes it over the net. Gasing has to take it. Sloan comes back over to Walthersdorf. Roll shot controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Here's Cruz. Cruz down the line. Dug up by Dort College. Cruz tries to get it again, and this time she's unable to get to the tip. Point Dort College. Defenders lead 6-2 on the attack error by Cruz. Serving for the defenders is Nelson again. Siri Nelson serve long and out of bounds. Point Dakota Wesleyan. So Nelson with the service error. Serving for Dort College will be Mackenzie Stevens. Stevens to send it over. And Stevens, jump serve, controlled by Nelson, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing dumps it, and a kill. Gasing registers the kill for Dort College, and for Gayla, that's kill number one. She's averaging right at one kill per set. Serving for the defenders will be Selene Hahn, Dort College leading 7-3. Short serve controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. This is Hammer. Hammer through the block. Dug by Nelson. Controlled by Gasing. Comes back over to Horstman. Horstman with a kill. Jenna Horstman picks up right where she left off on Saturday with a kill. And we've got a timeout on the floor. Charge to Dakota Wesleyan. Dort College leads 8-3. You are listening to KDCR 88.5 FM. For those of you watching via our webcast, you will see a fair amount of pink across the way in the Dort College students section. This evening is the Sister-to-Sister Breast Cancer Awareness Event. Dort College Volleyball and Promise Community Health Center have joined forces to create awareness of breast cancer and its impact on Northwest Iowa at the Dort College Dakota Wesleyan Volleyball match this evening. Promise Community Health Center is in its second year of funding from the Susan G. Komen for the Cure Siouxland affiliate for the project Sister-to-Sister. Sister to Sister has increased access to breast cancer screening by providing affordable breast exams and mammograms to women in the community. Also at this evening's contest, various promotional posters giving some numbers on the rate of breast cancer both nationally in the state of Iowa and right down to the counties. Right around us, including Sioux, Lyon, and Plymouth counties. Cruz with a swing out of the timeout, unable to put it away. Dakota Wesleyan scrambling, pushed over the net, controlled by Nelson, gets it over to Gasing. Slide, Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with a swing and the kill. Walthersdorf with the kill. She's got two kills, and the defenders lead 9-3. 9-3 our score. Serving is Selene Hahn, controlled by Dort College. By Dakota Wesleyan. And a block put up by Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf puts the block up, and the defenders lead at 10-3 in set number one. Hahn with service, controlled by Wesleyan. Pushed over the net, saved by Walthersdorf. Got it over to Gasing, sets over to Horstman. Horstman with a kill. Horstman with the kill. She's got two already, and the defenders lead 11-3 as they extend the advantage. Horstman serve, low, controlled by Wesleyan and Hammer. Pushed over the net, and a kill for Dakota Wesleyan. Dakota Wesleyan gets a point. That's their second kill, I should say, of the evening. Dort College leads 11-4. Dort College, by comparison, already with 8 of their 11 points coming off of kills. Another one on a block at the net. Serving for Dakota Wesleyan is Rebecca Garcia. Short serve taken by Bausma, and Gasing able to pancake it. Dakota Wesleyan attacking after Dort College sends it over. Off of the block, saved by Bausma, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing sets it outside to Horstman. Horstman with a swing, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking Cruz, off of the block, controlled by Wesleyan. They're scrambling. Wesleyan will pass it over the net, free ball. Brookice, Gasing, slide, Walterstorff, kill. Walterstorff with the slide and the kill. She goes up unblocked on that slide, and that's more often than not is going to result in a relatively easy point for the defenders. Relatively easy in that there was no block put up. Wesleyan attacking. Set goes outside Cruz. Cruz blocked at the net. Wesleyan scrambling. They get it passed over the net. Free ball. Brookice. Gasing. Slide. Right side. Keel. Keel with the kill. To the back line. Elizabeth Keel with the kill. Elizabeth Keel with her first kill. Our officials tonight, the R1 is Dave Netz. He's up in the stand. The down official, Matt Kranzen. Dakota Wesleyan pushed over the net. Free ball, Dort College. Come back over to Keel. Keel off of the block, controlled by Gasing. Gasing comes back to Krausman. Krausman roll shot, saved by Cruz. Cruz, Dakota Wesleyan unable to do anything with it. Saved by Brookice. Gasing back over to Horstman. Horstman with a swing and the kill. Horstman with the kill. And a timeout on the floor, charged to Dakota Wesleyan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van Engelenhoven Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rodabor is an agent, 712-737-6000. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 14-4, Dort College out of the timeout. They get it over to Gasing. Gasing left side, Horstman. Horstman banks it off of the block, and it's down on the Dort College side of the net, just barely catching the back line. So a block by Wesleyan, and the defender lead is 14-5. 14-5, our score, serving for Wesleyan is Maggie Staley. Staley, serve. Taken by Walterstorff, that is. Got it back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff threw it up towards Horstman. And Horstman goes up unblocked and nails it. She's got four kills. Dort College leading 15-5. Walterstorff, jump serve, and an ace serve for Brooke Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the ace. So Walterstorff with her first ace, and that's the first ace by the defenders today. Taken again by Walterstorff, barely nearly an ace. Controlled by Wesleyan, they can't do anything with it. Gasing comes back over to Keel. Keel off of the block. Saved up and over Krausman. Gasing, right side Horstman. Horstman banks it off of the block. Out of bounds, point Dort College. Horstman with the kill. Jenna Horstman with her fifth kill. Krausman checks out. Brielle Van Zonneveld checks in. Jump serve by Walterstorff. And a serve for Walterstorff. So Walterstorff with her second ace in this sequence. She's got three kills and now two aces. Jump serve again by Walterstorff. Taken by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking. And into the net is Taylor Spence's attack point, Dort College. So an attack error by Spence and the defenders lead 19-5. Walterstorff serving. Walterstorff serve to the back line, taken by Maggie Staley. Set comes right side, a tip and a kill for Elizabeth Humiston. Humiston with the kill, 19-6 our score. Serving for Dakota Wesleyan is Katie Lindo. Lindo serve, controlled by Brookice, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing left side, Van Zonneveld. Van Zonneveld into the net, point, Dakota Wesleyan. So an attack error by Dort College. And Van Zonneveld. And I believe that is the first attack error by the defenders in this match. Serve is long and out of bounds. Dort College gets the point back on a service error by Dakota Wesleyan. Dort College leading 20-7 in set number one. Serving is Brookice. Brookice, jump serve, catches the tape, rolls over. Got to it, did Humiston. Now down ball, taken by Gasing, gets it over to Flohn. Flohn goes right side, Keel. Keel over the block. And a player in the net for Dakota Wesleyan, point Dort College, and Keel will get credit for the kill. Elizabeth Keel with her second kill on the with the attack error. Short serve by Brookice, controlled by Wesleyan, off high hands, and a kill for Dakota Wesleyan. Elizabeth Humiston with her second kill. And the Door College defenders lead 21-8. Bakers does an advantage for the defenders. Serving for Dakota Wesleyan is Brianna John. Serve to the back line. Taken by Walterstorff. Got it up to Gason. Gason, Flown, Flown, kill. Lindsay Flown with her first kill tonight. And the Door College defenders lead it 22-8. 22-8 our score, serving for the defenders will be Jocelyn Bausma. So we've gone around the rotation one time. Dakota Wesleyan attacking. Down ball dug by Bausma. Gets it over to Gasing. Slide, Flown, Flown with the swing, and Flown with the kill. Flown with the kill. And our line judge had to do some fancy footwork to get out of the way of that one. Jump serve by Bausma, controlled by Dakota Wesleyan. They'll attack. Set goes left side, and getting the kill is Taylor Spence. Spence with the kill. And the defenders lead 23-9. 23-9, our score, serving is Spence. Dort College closing in on a win here in set number one. Gasing throws it outside Vanzonneveld. Vanzonneveld hits it into the antenna, point Dakota Wesleyan. So Vanzonneveld, the attack error. Dort College leading 23-10. Taylor Spence with service. Short serve taken by Walterstorff, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Flown. Flown goes cross court, dug by Wesleyan. Hammer tips it with the right hand. Saved up and over by Flown. Now dug up by Walterstorff. Here comes Dort College on the busted play. Vanzonneveld off the tape, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan gets it over to Cruz. Cruz with the swing. Kept alive by Gasing. Pushed over the net by Vanzonneveld, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking. Here's Hammer. Hammer into the net, point Dort College. Hammer with the attack error. And the Dort College defenders lead 24-10. And Siri Nelson will serve for the set. Serve controlled by Wesleyan. They'll attack. Set goes outside Cruz. Cruz hits it off of the back line and out of bounds. Point Dort College. And the defenders get the win in set number one, 25-10. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hall, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. By Hilt Real Estate, Brendan Acker and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at hiltrealestate.com. Set number one, Dort College wins 25-10. Dort College 16 kills, Dakota Wesleyan 5. 18 digs for the defenders, 11 for Dakota Wesleyan. Kayla Gasing, 12 assists. Jenna Horseman, 5 kills. Brooke Walterstorff and Megan Krausman with 3 kills each. Kayla Brookice with 5 digs, 4 for Jocelyn Bausma. 4 digs for Maggie Staley for Dakota Wesleyan. 2 kills for Elizabeth Humiston. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast of Dort College Volleyball on KDCR made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com, and by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hall and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. Wesleyan has service. Doing the honors will be Brianna Jung. Jung, serve to the sideline. Taken by Bausma, that is. They skip the set over to Krausman. Krausman with a kill. So Krausman puts away her first kill of set number two. She's got 4 unofficially, and the Dort College defenders lead 1-0. Dakota Wesleyan on the attack. Comes back over to Hammer. Hammer off high hands. Controlled by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf into the block. Point Dakota Wesleyan. We're tied 1-1. So Dakota Wesleyan able to load up on the block on the far side on the attack from the left side of the Dort College net by Brooke Walthersdorf. Serving for Dakota Wesleyan is Taylor Spence. Short serve. Taken by Flohn. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Walthersdorf with a swing. Dug by Katie Lindo. Here comes Dakota Wesleyan over the block, controlled by Cruz. Here's a dump shot by Gasink. Gasink with a kill. Gasink with the kill. She's got two unofficially, and the Dort College defenders lead 2-1. 2-1 our score. Serving is Selene Hahn, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack set outside Cruz. Cruz through the block. It was late in arriving, and Cruz puts it away. 2-2 our score. Sarah Cruz with her second kill this evening, averaging 2.4 kills per set. And serving for Dakota Wesleyan is Mackenzie Stevens. She's got 18 ace serves this season. Taken by Nelson, nearly an ace. Dort College able to push it over. Free ball, Dakota Wesleyan. Wesleyan on the attack. Pushed to the sideline. Horseman gets it over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with a tip on the busted play and the kill. Walthersdorf just simply able to go up, out-jump the other players, and puts it away for her fourth kill of the evening. And the Dort College defenders lead 3-2. 3-2 our score, serving is Gasing. Gasing serves sideline, controlled by Wesleyan. Attack to the middle, dug by Brookice, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back to Krausman from behind the spike line, controlled by Wesleyan. Set Cruz, Cruz off the block and the kill, 3-3. Cruz with the kill. She's got three kills. Dort College one set one handily, 25-10. Dakota Wesleyan has fought to ties at every juncture. At 1, 2, and 3 so far in set number two. Short serve taken by Keel. Gasink has to go to a bump set. Gets it over in the vicinity of Horseman. She's blocked. Point Wesleyan. Wesleyan leads 4-3. 4-3 our score, set number two. Serving for Wesleyan is Garcia. Short serve taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf for the kill. Walthersdorf with the kill. Knots it up at 4-4. Walthersdorf with her fifth kill. Sharing match honors with Jenna Horstman now. Short serve controlled by Wesleyan. Bump set by Garcia. Thrown over the net by Cruz. Hits it wide. Not a bounds point. Dort College. The attack error by Cruz, and the defenders lead it 5-4. 5-4 our score. Jump serve by Walthersdorf into the net. We're tied at 5-5. 5-5 our score. Serving for Wesleyan is Maggie Staley. So Staley with service. Short serve taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Keel. Keel with a kill. Keel with the kill. Dort College gets the kill from Elizabeth Keel, her third. And Kayla Brookice has service. Jump serve, nearly an ace. Dakota Wesleyan attacking, pushed around the block, controlled by Krausman, gets it to Gasing. Gasing back over to Flohn, controlled by Wesleyan. Pushed over the net by Wesleyan and Spence. Dort College attacking, set outside Krausman. Krausman banks it off of the block, saved by Walthersdorf. Gasink with a bump set over to Keel. Keel off high hands, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Garcia sets right side. And the slide dug by Krausman. Got to it on the second contact. Back over to Keel. Keel off the high hands, controlled by Wesleyan. Set goes left side over to Spence. Spence blocked at the net, covered by Wesleyan. Tigers attacking on the continue, and it hits the antenna. Point Dort College. Spence with the attack error as her attack hit the antenna. Brookice hits the net and it drops back on the Dort College side, so a service error by Brookice. And the Dort College defender lead is 7-6. 7-6 our score, serving is Katie Lindo. Lindo with service. Her jump serve, short, controlled by Keel, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing shoots it out wide to Krausman. Krausman hits it long and out of bounds, tied up 7-7. Krausman with the attack error. We have our sixth tie of the set already. Serve off the side of the hand, controlled by Krausman. Gasink has to track after it. Down ball now by Waltersdorf, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking. Set goes over to Spence. Spence with a swing, controlled by Gasink on the set. Gets it over to Flohn, blocked at the net. Saved by Gasink, controlled by Krausman. Krausman into the net. Point Dakota Wesleyan. The attack error by Krausman, and Wesleyan takes an 8-7 lead. Serving for Dakota Wesleyan is Katie Lindo. Controlled by Flohn, gets it over to Gasink, comes back, slide over to Flohn. Flohn off the block, controlled by Wesleyan. Garcia throws it backside. Controlled by Flohn again. And on the joust, the kill by Wesleyan and Elizabeth Humiston. Humiston gets credit for the kill. And Wesleyan leads now 9-7 in set number two. North College scrambling a bit. Set goes outside Krausman with a swing, controlled by Wesleyan. Set goes to the middle, Spence. Spence unable to put it down. Here's Wesleyan's attack. Pushed over the net, free ball, Door College. Brookice to Gasink. Gasink, Flohn, Flohn, kill. Flohn with the kill. Her second. And the Door College defenders have cut the lead down to 9-8 in set number two. Serving is Jocelyn Bausma. Bausma serves sideline, controlled by Wesleyan, and they get to it. Set goes outside Spence. Spence with a power tip and the kill. So Spence with the kill. She's got two, and the defenders trail 10-8 in set number two. York College won set one, 25-10. Wesleyan has already equaled their point output. Set comes back over to Flohn. Flohn with a tip and the kill. Lindsay Flohn with her third kill. North College trails 10-9. North College has service with Siri Nelson. Nelson to serve. Her jump serve controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking. Set goes right side. Pushed over the net. Controlled by Brookice. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Flohn. Flohn off the block. Controlled by Wesleyan. They scramble now. And the push over by Staley. And Staley's going to be called for the double contact. Point North College. We're tied up, 10-10. Our score. Serve controlled by Wesleyan. They'll set left side Spence. Spence blocked at the net. Wesleyan will reload. The attack from well off of the net that time by Lindo. Door College attacking. Comes back over to Waltersdorf off high hands. The outside attacker. Wesleyan has to scramble for it. And this will be passed over the net. Free ball by Lindo. Controlled by Door College. Gasing dumps it, and it's covered that time by Jung. Here comes Wesleyan. Wesleyan into the net by Lindo. Point Door College. Door College retakes the lead at 11-10. Served by Nelson, controlled by Wesleyan. They'll attack, dumped, and a kill. 11-11 our score. The dump shot registering a tie at 11-11. Bausma, Gasink, Gasink, Flohn, Flohn, kill. Lindsay Flohn with a fourth kill tonight. Flohn in the first set had two kills, so she has equaled her output. 12-11 our score. Jumps her, serve by Hahn. Hammer with the swing, dug by Bausma, kept it alive, got it over Horseman. Horseman with a kill. Lindor College has outscored Dakota Wesleyan 6-2 since it was 9-7. Short serve controlled by Wesleyan, attacking, set left side Cruz. Cruz into the net, point Door College, and we've got a timeout on the floor. Timeout charge to Dakota Wesleyan. Coach Eric Viney wants to talk things over with his team. Back with more after this. Door College leads in set 2, 14-11. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Door College surging out to a 14-11 lead. And serving is Hahn. So North College leading, 14-11. A block put up by Gasink on the attack by Sarah Cruz. And the defenders lead it now, 15-11. Wesleyan attacking again. Hammer. Hammer blocked at the net. Wesleyan scrambling. They push it up and over. Taken by Bousman. Throw it up towards Gaysink. Gaysink on the joust with Cruz. Now it's pushed back. Defenders get to it. Gaysink has to attack now from the right side. Controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking. Set goes outside. Dug up by Wesleyan as it was pushed back by the defenders. Saved by Bousman. Gets it over to Gaysink. Slide. Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with a swing and the kill. Walthersdorf with the kill. She's got six this evening, and the defenders lead now 16-11. This one's gotten away from Wesley, and they've got to find a way to stop the run by the defenders. Hahn serve controlled by Wesley, and Cruz blocked at the net. Point York College. Wesley has used one timeout already here in set number two. Coach Eric Viney to my right, still coaching his team. Short serve. Nearly an ace, and it will be an ace serve as Cruz can't get a clean pass off of it. An ace serve for Hahn. Selene Hahn with the ace. Her first ace tonight. Set goes to the middle, and a kill out of the middle for Dakota Wesleyan. Katie Bench with the kill. And the North College defenders lead 18-12. For College by a half a dozen. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa. Serving for Wesleyan is Mackenzie Stevens. Short serve taken by Bousman. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf for the kill. Walthersdorf with another kill. She's got seven. Gaysink serve, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack, set goes to the middle. York College blocks it. Wesleyan covers it, controlled by the defenders on the pushback. Set goes right side, Keel. Keel blocked at the net, saved by Gaysink out of the net once time. Comes right back to her, and she's called for the double contact. 19-13, York College, leading by six. Serving for Wesleyan is Rebecca Garcia. Garcia's short serve, taken by Keel, gets it over to Gaysink, comes back to Keel. Keel out of the middle, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Set comes back over to Cruz. Cruz throws it over, saved by Brookice, gets it over to Gaysink, comes back over to Horseman. Horseman from the outside, dug by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking and getting the cross-court shot to drop is Humiston. She's got four kills. 19-14, North College by five. Dakota Wesleyan closing the gap with three of the last 4 points. Short serve taken by Brookice. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink throws it middle. Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf tip controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. And hitting wide and out of bounds is Melissa Soderberg. Soderberg's attack error gives Dort College the point. Soderberg with the attack error. Dort College leading 20-14. Short serve controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Set goes outside Cruz. Cruz with the swing and the kill. Cruz with her fourth kill. Dort College leads 20-15. Dort College will serve receive. This is Maggie Staley. Rielvin Zonneveld checks into the contest, as does Giovi Agustave. Agustave throws it outside to Krausman. Krausman with the kill. Agustave with the kill, or with the assist, I should say. The kill for Krausman. Jump serve controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking. Set goes right side, saved by Agustave. North College has to pass it over. Free ball. Here comes Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Set goes to the middle, and a power tip and a kill for Marissa Soderberg. Soderberg with the kill, 21-16. Well, Elizabeth Keel checked out of the match moments ago. Sure, if she was, looked like she might be limping a little bit as she left the floor. See if she comes back in set number three. Krausman with a tip, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Set goes outside, roll shot. Flown, unable to, well, Flown keeps it in play. Here comes Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking. Set goes left side. Swing and a kill for Wesleyan and Taylor Spence. Spence with her third kill. S- Spence with her third kill. Dort College leading 21-17. Short serve controlled by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Augustave. Back over to Krausman. Krausman with a swing. No touch at the net. Point Wesley. Jump serve by Wesleyan and Katie Lindo. Augustave, quick attack, flown kill. So flown with the kill. She's got five. Jocelyn Bausma checks back into the match. And serving Bausma. Short serve controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking, pushed over the net. Augustave dumps it over, controlled by Wesleyan. Pushed over the net, saved by Walterstorff, gets it over to Augustave, back to Flown. Flown with a kill. Flown with the kill. She's got six, and Wesleyan calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor, you're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By C&H Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident, now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. By Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. The dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Elbert, and Hall, member FDIC, and the community. By Hilt Real Estate, Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt, offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs, 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center, also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Serving for the defenders will be Jocelyn Bausma. Bausma's jump serve, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack, set goes to the middle, power tip, covered by Brookice, gets it over to Augustave, comes back over to Krausman. Krausman with a swing, and we have a player in the net, no call made, now we will have a call made. 23-19, our score. Wesleyan trailing by four. Jump serve, short taken by Flown. Gets it to Augustave, throws it back over to Flown. She taps it over, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking, swing. Now a joust at the net. Augustave gets up to block it. Wesleyan reloads, pushed over the net, taken by Krausman. Gets it over to Augustave, pushed over the net by Flown. Flown unable to put it away, and Spence wins out on the joust. She's got four. 23-20, our score. Serve controlled by Bausma, gets it over Augustave, pushed over the net by Flown, controlled by Wesleyan, dumped over the net, controlled by Walterstorff, gets it over to Augustave, comes back to Krausman. Krausman with a swing, dug up and over, Dort College controls it. Flown throws it back over to Krausman. Krausman with a roll shot, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking, and a kill for Wesleyan out of the middle. That's Brianna Jones. ...23-21, Dort College by two. Gasink is back in. Augustave is out. Short serve taken by Flown. Gets it over to Gasink. Gasink comes back over to Krausman. Krausman with a swing, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Set comes back over. Left side to Spence. And Spence hits the antenna. Point Dort College. Dort College leading 24-21. And serving for the defenders will be Siri Nelson, trying to finish off the set and give Dort College a 2-0 lead in this best-of-five match. Comes back to Hammer. Hammer unable to put it away. Here comes Wesleyan reloading. Set left side Spence. Spence into the tape. Controlled by Wesleyan. Should have been four hits. No call made. Down ball and a kill for Spence. Spence with her fifth kill. That ball clearly hit the bottom part of the tape that runs along the top of the net. No call made. Here comes Gasing back over to Flown. Flown with a kill. 25-22, our score. Dort College wins set two, 25-22. Lindsay Flown unofficially with her seventh kill, and the defenders win set two, 25-22. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Earlier today, the North College women's and men's soccer teams lost a pair of 1-0 contests with Briarcliff. Next up for the defenders, they traveled to Morningside in Sioux City on Saturday for soccer play. North College volleyball team after today has a full week off. They will resume play 1 week from tonight when they travel to Morningside for a Great Plains Athletic Conference match after a full week off. That's a rare midweek break, or midseason week-long break for the defenders in volleyball play. North College football in action this weekend as they face Trinity Bible College. That's a school out of Ellendale, North Dakota. 1 o'clock kickoff on Saturday. And you will be able to hear that game on KDCR 88.5 FM. That is a 1 o'clock kickoff this Saturday from Open Space Park in Sioux Center. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back with more from the DeWitt right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu, the Dort College Defenders. Leading this match, 2-0. 25-10 and 25-22. Dort College 1-1-2. Dort College in set number 2, hitting for a 238 kill efficiency, 15 kills to 13 kills for Dakota Wesleyan. North College is led by Lindsey Flones, 8 kills unofficially. Brooke Walterstorff has 7. Actually, these are the official stats. Megan Krausman with 5 kills. 3 kills for Elizabeth Keel. 6 kills for Jenna Horstman. For Dakota Wesleyan, they are topped by Taylor Spence with 5 kills. 4 for Sarah Cruz. 3 for Katie Betch. And 3 for Elizabeth Humiston. 7 assists for Brianna Jung. Rebecca Garcia with 6 assists. Maggie Staley with 11 digs. Kayla Brookice with 15 digs. North College, a total of 3 blocks for the match. Dakota Wesleyan also with 3 blocks so far this evening. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast of North College Volleyball, made possible by a grant from the Defender Gold Club. Take your support of Dort College Athletics to the next level. Join the Defender Gold Club by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC. By the Beninglin Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rodabor is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Are at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. One more break, and we'll be back with third set action right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Jocelyn Bausma to start things off for the defenders here in set number 3. And the senior from Sheldon lines it up, sends it over, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking, pushed over the net by Spence, controlled by the defenders. Back set, Flown. Flown with a kill. Lindsey Flown with her 9th kill tonight, and the North College defenders take the early lead, 1-0 in set number 3. Serving again for the defenders is Bausma. Bausma with a jump serve, controlled by Wesleyan, and that'll be an ace serve for Bausma. Jocelyn Bausma with her first ace. And the defenders lead 2-0. Bausma sending another one over. Right-handed serve is short. Into the net, point Wesleyan. So the service error by Bausma. And the North College defenders lead 2-1. Serving for Wesleyan is Brianna Jung. Jung serves short, taken by Flown, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing dumps it over, nobody goes up to block her, and she finishes it off. Got to recognize when the setter is live with Gasing in the front row. And she's got 3 kills, averaging 1.1 per contest, per set, that is, this season, and she's got 3 tonight. Nelson serve, controlled by Wesleyan. Dort College on the block and unable to get the block up quickly enough, and Betch has her 4th kill. Betch gets the kill. And the Dort College lead is 3-2 in set number 3. Taylor Spence has service. Her serve is controlled by Bausman. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Flohn. Flohn with a swing. Controlled by Wesley and bump set to Hammer. Unable to do anything with it. Brookeyes back over to Gaysink. Shoots it back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf for the kill. So Walthersdorf with the kill. And for Brook, that's number 8 tonight. York College leading 4-2 in set number 2. On set number 3, that is. Serve floater controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. And a block with Jenna Horstman getting credit for it. Blocked by Horstman, the sophomore from Pella. Putting it away at the net on the block. Slade Hahn with serve controlled by Wesleyan. Attack to the middle. Unable to put it away was Vetch. Hit it up high hands. Gaysink tries to dump it over. Here comes Wesleyan. Cruz goes cross court. Taken by Horstman. Gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink comes back over to Horstman. Horstman banks it off the block and the kill. Horstman with the kill. She's got 6. And the defenders lead 6-2. 6-2 our score. Serving is Hahn, the sophomore who leads Dort College. And he serves this season with 26. That serve was played by Dakota Wesleyan. They get a kill out of the middle. And Wesleyan trails 6-3. 6-3 our score. Serving is Mackenzie Stevens. Stevens with service. And her short serve taken by Hahn. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with the kill. Walthersdorf with 9 kills. And Walthersdorf makes it 7-3. Dort College in front. Serving is Kayla Gaysink. Gaysink serve, cross court, controlled by Wesleyan. It's helped over the net, helped back by Walthersdorf. Point Dort College. We had a back row attack and attack error called on Wesleyan. The setter, that's Brianna Jung, left her feet and made contact with it, sent it over, and Dort College sent it back. So the attack error by Jung. Here comes Hammer. Hammer with the swing. And the kill. Hammer makes it 8-4, Dort College in front. Rebecca Garcia with service. Short serve controlled by Keel. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back slide. Walthersdorf off of the hands and the kill. Walthersdorf banging off of the block. She's got double digits now, according to my count. And the defenders lead 9-4. 9-4 our score. Serving is Walthersdorf, controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Thrown up towards the net. Cruz. Cruz into the net. And it's helped over again, as I thought that ball went into the net. Wesleyan got a chance to replay it, and they sent it over again. This time out of bounds, Point Dort College. Defenders lead 10-4. Pushed over the net, controlled by the defenders. Gaysink comes back over to Keel. Keel with a swing, unable to put it away. Set goes left side, off high hands. Brookeis. Brookeis with the swing. Kept it in play. It's pushed over the net by Walthersdorf. Here comes Wesleyan. Cruz. Cruz blocked at the net. Point Dort College. Cruz got blocked. And the defenders lead it 11-4. And Dakota Wesleyan is forced to use a timeout. Timeout on the floor. You're listening. The KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Brooke Walthersdorf with service. Dort College leading 11-4. Dakota Wesleyan uses their first timeout of the set. Wesleyan attacking. Cruz blocked at the net by Horstman. Horstman with the block and the kill. Horstman times it out, and Cruz went for the tip. Horstman gets the block. And the defenders lead it 12-4. 12-4 our score. Jump serve to the back line. Controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking. Pushed over the net by Cruz. Free ball, Dort College. Brookeis, Gaysink, Gaysink, Horstman, Horstman kill. Jenna Horstman with her 7th kill unofficially. Dort College leads 13-4. Dort College seems to have it rolling right now. And checking out of the match is Maggie Staley, the libero. Checking back in was Taylor Spence, and Wesleyan scrambling, and an ace serve for the defenders, and Brooke Walthersdorf. Walthersdorf with her 3rd ace serve. Checking back in is Brielle Van Zonneveld. Checking out is Jenna Horstman. And serving is Walterstorff. Jump serve controlled by Wesleyan. They'll push it over. Free ball. Keel gets it over to Gasing. Gasing back to Van Zonneveld. Van Zonneveld with a kill. Van Zonneveld with her first kill this evening. And the North College defenders lead at 15-4. And another timeout on the floor. Charge to Dakota Wesleyan. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center. 88.5 FM, today's broadcast made possible by American State Bank offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC and the community, and by Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. Let us settle so you'll appreciate their quality service. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College defenders winning sets 1 and 2 by scores of 25-10 and 25-22. And they're in the driver's seat here, up 15-4 in set 3. Serving for the defenders is Walterstorff, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan attacking, slide to the right, and banging off of the block for the kill is Humiston. Humiston with her fifth kill. Checking out of the match will be Brooke Walterstorff. Checking into the contest will be Becky Madden. Madden, a back row specialist. She's a freshman. Served, controlled by Madden, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Van Zonneveld. Van Zonneveld with a swing, controlled by Wesleyan. Down ball by the Tigers. Madden lunges after the down ball, gets to it. Krausman now with a roll shot and a kill. 16-5, Krausman with the kill. For Megan Krausman, that's her fifth unofficially. Jump serve by Brooke Ice and an ace serve for Brooke Ice. Kayla Brookice with her first ace this evening. Brookice on the heels of a Libero of the Week honor in the Great Plains Athletic Conference for her play last week. Pushed over the net. Gasink with the swing, controlled by Dort College. They push it over. Wesleyan attacking, and they push it too close to the net. And Flown and Keel put it away. Flown and Keel able to go up on the overpass and put it down. Teaming up for that block, Dort College leading 18-5. Brookice with nearly an ace. It's controlled by Spence. Spence blocked at the net. Point Dort College. Keel with the block. So Liz Keel with the block for the point. 19-5, Dort College in front. Brookice with the short serve. Taken by Spence. Overpass. Flown trying to put it away. Wesleyan able to recover. They push it back. Gasing dug it up. Now a joust at the net. One out that time by Flown. Wesleyan will reload, though. Keel gets it over to Gasing. Gasing shoots it outside. Krausman. Krausman over the top of the block. Hits it long and out of bounds. Point Dort College. Beg your pardon. Point Dakota Wesleyan. The attack error by Krausman. And Dakota Wesleyan will have service. Katie Lindo to do the honors. Serving for Wesleyan is Lindo. Taken by Krausman, gets it over to Gasing, and Dort College miscommunicates. Well, Krausman dove after it, and they called her for being under the net. Short serve controlled by Flown, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Krausman with the swing, dug by Dort College on the cover, comes back over to Krausman. Krausman with a roll shot and a kill. Krausman with her sixth kill, Dort College leading 20-7. Madden is out, Walterstorff is back in. Bausma has service. Balsamo with a jump serve, controlled by Spence. Wesleyan attacking. Set goes to the middle, controlled by Wesleyan. Wesleyan pushed it over, taken by Gasing. Gasing unable to do anything with it as she just bumped it up to keep it in play, and Katie Vetch was there to push it down. Give Vetch the credit for the kill for the time being. 28, Dort College leading by 12. Short serve, controlled by Flown, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Krausman. Krausman with a swing, hatchet save in the back line by Staley, the libero. Hammer with a swing. Wesleyan now scrambling, pushed over the net, free ball. Walterstorff, Gasing, Gasing, Krausman, Krausman kill. Krausman with her seventh kill. Dort College leads 21-8. 21-8 our score. Dort College with Siri Nelson doing the honors. And Nelson's serve is short, controlled by Wesleyan and Staley. Staley gets it over to Spence, and Spence puts it away. Dort College leading 21-9. 21-9 our score, serving to the back line, controlled by the defenders. Comes back over to Walterstorff. Walterstorff with the kill. Walterstorff with the kill. She's got 11. And Selene Hahn has service. Hahn serve controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Set goes to the middle. Saved by Hahn. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Brielle Van Zonneveld. Unable to put it away. On the attack is Cruz. Cruz with the kill. 22-10. Cruz with the kill. She's got 5. Dort College leading by a dozen. Stevens with service. Controlled by Hahn. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing comes back over to Van Zonneveld. Van Zonneveld banks it off the block for the kill. Her second. Keel and Krausman check in. Serving for the defenders is Gasing. Controlled by Garcia. And getting the kill is Hannah Hammer. Hammer with her second unofficially. And the defenders lead 23-11. New player checking in for Dort College. This is Elger. Elger will check in. Krausman will check out. So Elger checks into the contest for Dort College. Short serve taken by Walterstorff. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Keel. Keel with a kill. Keel now with 4. And Katie Noble checks into the contest. Keel will check out. And serving for the defenders is Walterstorff. Walterstorff serve. Back line controlled by Wesleyan. Tigers attack. Cruz. Cruz power tip. And it's blocked out of bounds by the defenders. Point Dakota Wesleyan. So Cruz gets the kill. Sarah Cruz with her sixth kill. And another serve on the way. This one taken by Hahn. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Noble. Noble with a kill. And that's the match. Kate Noble with the kill. Dort College wins it 25-12. Dort College wins in 3. 25-10, 25-22, 25-12. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more and the Wireless World postgame wrap right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Dort College wins in 3, 25-10, 25-22, 25-12. Dort College for the match hit 392 at the net. Dakota Wesleyan 103. Dort College 47 kills. Dakota Wesleyan 26. Dort College 7 blocks, Dakota Wesleyan 3. Dort College 41 digs, Dakota Wesleyan 35. Dort College was led by Brooke Walterstorff with 11 kills. She had 588 for the match. Lindsay Flohn, 10 kills, 455 for the match. Jenna Horseman, 8 kills. And Megan Krausman also with 8 kills. Kayla Gasing, 37 assists. Sixteen digs for Kayla Brookice, 5 for Jocelyn Bausma, 4 for Kayla Gasing. 4 block assists for Brooke Walterstorff, 3 for Kayla Gasing, 2 for Elizabeth Keel, 2 for Jenna Horseman, 1 for Lindsay Flohn. 4 Dakota Wesleyan, they were topped by Taylor Spence with 6 kills. 6 kills as well for Sarah Cruz, 5 for Katie Vetch. 13 assists for Brianna Jung, 14 for Maggie Staley. Dort College improves to 16-4 overall, 7-2 in the conference. Dakota Wesleyan 0-8 in the conference, 6-18 overall. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. No, their Great Plains Athletic Conference scores in at the moment. So let's take a break, and we will wrap up the Wireless World postgame wrap in just a moment. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. The Dort College Defenders victorious in three. Ends up a final of 25-10, 25-22, and 25-12. The Dort College Defenders improved to 16-4 overall, 7-2 in the conference. Next up for the Defenders, they'll be facing the Morningside Mustangs 1 week from this evening. That will be a 6 o'clock start time for the junior varsity and a 7:30 start time for the varsity. You can hear the match from Sioux City 1 week from this evening on KDCR 88.5 FM. And let's see who Coach Hansen has selected to come out. Looks like Jenna Horstman has taken a seat beside me. Horstman, a sophomore from Pella, Iowa. Congratulations, solid win for your team this evening, Jenna. And I guess things went about as well or according to plans as you could get this evening. The Dort College defense, tell me a little bit about this match. It seemed like you picked up right where you left off on Saturday. Things have been going pretty well for you at the net these last couple of matches. What has led to that?
Probably just like the amount of team unity that we have. We have so much fun together, and with that combined with our talents, it's so much fun to come out here and show what we can do as a team.
Tell me about your preparation for Dakota Wesleyan. You come off the match over Doan on Saturday. What was practice like Monday and Tuesday as you prepared for Dakota Wesleyan?
We went through a bunch of rotations, and we just did a bunch of serving, and just like the usual, we get together and we just do what we do and kind of just prepare like any other match. Yeah.
Okay. Tell me about what lies ahead for this week. You've got a week off now before you face the Morningside Mustangs. What do you do the next couple of days? And over the weekend, you're going to have a rare weekend off. What does the next week mean for, or what do you do for the next week or so?
We just keep preparing. We keep improving on our skills, and we are actually helping at the concession stands too, and at the football game this Saturday. So that'll be a team unity kind of thing. So it's kind of fun just to be with the team, even if we're not on the court.
Sounds good. Thanks for stopping by, Jenna.
Thank you.
You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coach Chad Hansen will take his seat beside me now. And, Coach, if you could have mapped out how you would have liked things to have gone, I can't imagine it'd be too far off of the script this evening. Maybe set two, things got away a little bit from you, but sets one and three pretty solid for your team.
Yeah, and it's a challenging match in that regard to stay focused point for point. I told the team afterwards in the locker room I was really pleased with how we played in this match. It takes a great mental toughness to play like each point matters, to play with energy, to really be in pursuit, and I liked what we did consistently throughout. And you mentioned accurately so that second set was awkward, and we had a couple of different substitutions in there that is also good for us to work through, especially right now in the season. We cannot take for granted the rhythm that we're in, the lineups. I don't mean to occupy the mic here, but last year I was reminded when we played Doan on Saturday, right before that match 1 year ago, playing Doan here, Lindsey Flohn told me, Coach, I can't play. And we had to make an instant pre-match adjustment to our lineup, which we have prepared for that time frame. And I was glad that this last Saturday Lindsey was healthy, everybody was good in our rotation. It was a great match for us. But it's just a reminder for us to continue to be alert and not take for granted the health that we've experienced and the strength that we're feeling, and for us to work through some different people in different positions.
Dakota Wesleyan tonight, what did you prepare for with Dakota Wesleyan? How well did you feel your team executed the game plan tonight?
I feel they executed well. We watched them on film. They're a team, and I want to be respectful of our opponent, They're a team that's still trying to find their identity, their leadership. I think they've had some players leave in the course of the early season and whatnot. So that really affects, and key players, players who are significant scorers for them, that really affects who they are. And so our preparation was much more about our own game and scoring and swinging and being consistent and smart. And it was a little bit about what they might bring offensively in their rotations, but not a whole lot for us in this attacker or that attacker. And it was also helpful for us in game. Like they ran a quick three play to number 15 as their middle, and she scored a couple times. And it was a great talking point for us to make an in-game adjustment, which we did.
Talk a little bit about when we saw some extended rallies tonight, some extended volleys. Is that an advantage for your team with the athleticism you have on your side of the floor? The longer a volley goes, do you feel better about your chances, or am I misreading things there?
I do. I feel great about our chances as long as we are strong communicators on the floor. And if you hear me here at the bench, since we're side by side for a couple of the sets, I'll continue to use that word, communicate, strong voice here, call it. Anything with dialogue and how verbal we can be on the court, it really matters how we communicate, the volume at which we communicate. For the setters, in and of themselves, if they hear a strong voice from one or two or all three hitters, it's a no-brainer. They know who they're able to set in the offensive flow of that long rally. And it can be a tendency, human nature tendency, for somebody to grow quiet in the longer rallies. You start thinking more internally, how can I score this point? How can I end this rally? And that could be detrimental to what the team is trying to accomplish in that same long rally.
You don't play this Saturday. You don't play until 1 week from tonight. What do you do this for the next few days and over the weekend?
Next few days, we'll continue to refine our system. We'll test ourselves in our rotations and evaluate some different combinations of personnel just to keep our options open and be adaptable through unique circumstances that might arise. In other words, we're going to check our spare tire in the back of the trunk and make sure there's air in it and it's got all the lug nuts in the backup and all of that. It'll be a fun, focused time. We'll have Saturday off from any court responsibilities and do some things as a team bonding and prepare for the really strong second half and Lord willing, accelerated finish to our season into nationals.
Coach Chad Hansen, I'll let you go. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, Mike.
That's Coach Chad Hansen, Dort College volleyball coach. Dort College winning in three tonight, 25-10, 25-22, and 25-12. That'll do it for our broadcast. That'll do it for the Wireless World postgame wrap. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.